Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program from the University of Iowa. Larry Weber is the director of IIHR, Hydroscience and Engineering, with the university, and they're going to be part of a meeting coming up this Wednesday morning at the Oakland Community Center with regard to some watershed management issues, a project that they're working on. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, happy to be here. Happy to chat.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about, kind of preview some of the things that will be discussed and some of the things that will happen here in Oakland this week. This is part of a watershed management program having to do with the West and East Nishnabotna Rivers. How did this project ever get started?
Well, Jim, this got started through a recent grant that was awarded to the state of Iowa that our program, along with many others, has been involved in, and that is to really increase the watershed resilience for both urban and rural areas in Iowa through installing conservation practices on private lands.
Are there specific things, events that have happened that have made this something we should pursue?
Well, there really are, and of course this goes back, the eligibility for the state required that we had a presidential disaster declaration in 2011, 2012, mm-hmm. and 2013. And Housing and Urban Development made this program available to jurisdictions across the country. Iowa did qualify, having presidential declarations during that period, and so the state submitted a proposal. Because the funding does come from Housing and Urban Development, it really is a flood-first program. So what we would like to do, our primary goal, is to reduce stream flow during heavy rainfall events in these large watersheds in Iowa.
Well, and this is a pretty good-sized watershed. When you take a look at the area covered with the East and West Nishnabotna River area, you're talking about all are part of 12 different counties around the region, so a lot of folks are affected.
Well, they are. You know, there are a lot of affected folks in that area. We've seen flooding across the state of Iowa, you know, really since, you know, the 2008 when we had the devastating floods in the Iowa and Cedar River watersheds. Each and every year since then, it seems that we've had flooding at least in one part of the state. And within the East and West Nishnabotna, they've experienced some flood events during that period. And we'd like to do what we can to help the folks in that watershed community better prepare themselves for future flooding.
Now, I know there are several other watershed areas across the state that you are working with as well. And have you got? Are you about the same point in each of those areas, or are some of those a little further along?
Well, within this funding program, we will do this work in eight of these large watersheds, and of those eight, five have already formed their watershed management authority. Three are still in the formative process. The five that have formed also kind of vary with some that had just recently formed, kind of recognizing that we were applying for these funds, and maybe the oldest had formed a couple years ago. And so, from the grand scheme of things, they're all in about the same status, with you know, the last three being formed here, hopefully yet this year or early next year.
Sure, sure. Well, I know there are a lot of folks around here who are very interested in what's going to happen because it affects them very directly with regard to flooding and some of those issues and things too. But are you looking for their input? What's going to happen at this meeting?
Yeah, the meeting is really an open call and an invitation for folks to come and hear more about this larger HUD program that we have funding for, as well as to learn more about the creation of this Watershed Management Authority. And in the formation process, letters of invitation will go out to all of the counties, all the cities, and all the Soil and Water Conservation District offices that touch or lie within the particular watershed that's being formed. We really hope that this can be a, you know, kind of multi-jurisdictional kind of watershed approach to, you know, planning, implementation of conservation practices, reduction of flood risk, and, you know, the associated benefits to water quality from the projects that we'll build.
Well, I tell you what, if you're looking for input from some of the different folks that live along that watershed area who have been affected at different times, this could be a lengthy meeting.
Well, it could be, and I will say that we've been just delighted in the meetings that we've had to kick off this project, even in those that have the WMAs formed already or those that are still forming. We've had really excellent turnout from business leaders, landowners, producers, community citizens, community leadership, Typically, we've had 40, 50, 60 people come out to these meetings, and it's really been heartwarming for us to see that people really do care. And as Iowans, we want to do the right thing. We want to take care of each other. And I think this is a step towards doing that at the scale of a watershed.
Sure. Well, with these management areas, then, will there be an opportunity for some of the locals to serve on an advisory committee of any kind? Are you going to be setting some things up that way?
Yeah, and so that'll happen with time. You know, the first part of the formation is to get these letters out and to get the cities, counties, and the SWCD offices to join in. They may all join, or maybe some portion of them will join. Each one of them would have a representative at future WMA meetings. But even if you're not on the board or not been asked to represent your city, county, or SWCD office, the meetings are all public meetings. And so we have experienced in the past a very good attendance of those that are just interested in lending a hand or helping out a little bit or just learning a little more about the activities of the WMAs.
Sure, sure. Well, the Golden Hills RC&D, I know, has been very involved in a lot of issues along those lines locally there, and there's a Hungry Canyons Alliance that was formed to also work on some of those issues. Are they a part of this as well?
Well, they are, and they are because, you know, we really have to look to local leadership to really carry this this program forward. We do the work that we do. It's very technical. It's very kind of engineering and science-oriented. But for this thing to have any chance of success, we really rely heavily on local watershed leadership. And the Golden Hills RC&D and the Hungry Canyons Alliance are, you know, we're at the top of our list for people to contact as we wrote the proposal and as we found out that the state was funded.
Yeah, in some ways, is some of the work, kind of preliminary work, been done already just because there's been so much interest in this?
Oh, I think so. And again, that's been, you know, one of the things that attracted us to include the East and West Nishnabadna in the proposal is that we were so well aware, you know, of the hard work of the Golden Hills and the Hungry Canyons folks, that we feel that bringing these resources, these federal dollars, will allow them to move some of the planning work forward that they've been working on for the last many years.
Very good.
And so it's just a win-win.
Yeah. The meeting is at 9 o'clock this Wednesday morning, September 14th, at the Oakland Community Center. And we've kind of talked about who should come to this meeting, but Larry, what should they bring with them? Anything in particular?
Well, I think, an interest in participating or an interest in learning more, an interest in helping as they see fit. But we welcome, you know, we welcome all to come join us.
Do you expect to hear examples of some past experiences?
I think we will, yeah.
That might take up a lot of the time, I'm sure.
Well, you know, and we'll come over the evening before, and we'll plan to be there at 9 o'clock, and our schedule is unlimited. We don't want to take up the full day of anybody, but certainly we will be there until all questions are answered.
Sure,
very
good.
So I'll give a presentation about the work that we're doing, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources will present a little more detail about the creative, informative process of a WMA. And then we'll be there to answer questions that folks have.
Just bring all their questions.
Bring them all. Bring them all. And direct the tough ones to me.
Okay, very good. Well, it sounds like it should be a very busy day there. It sounds like there's a lot of good stuff here to get started with the process. What will you do then with the information after this? I'm sure you'll keep in touch with people.
Well, we will. And you know, with our program that's funded by HUD, that's a five-year project. We use the WMA as our kind of vehicle to meet with and communicate to watershed residents about the work that we're doing and how we'll implement the conservation practices on the land there. You know, we will be really trying to get a few key folks, to step up and say that they want to be part of the leadership team in getting the WMA formed, because, you know, there'll be a lot of city council meetings and a lot of county board of supervisor meetings that this information needs to be presented at, and unfortunately we can't be there for all of those, and so we need some good leadership in the area to step up and do that. And based on our experience to date with the East and West Nishnabadna, we know we've got real good folks to work with out there.
I'm sure, and some pretty strong opinions about some things that probably need to happen down the road as well, so I'm sure there'll be lack of input.
That's right, absolutely.
You bet. Very good. Well, Larry, thank you again so much for your time here this morning, and we hope I'm sure you'll have a good turnout here at Wednesday's meeting, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay, sounds good, Jim, and I look forward to seeing folks at the meeting on Wednesday.